Riodel will be dipping into reserve funds in order to balance the budget for fiscal year 2017-2018, according to a presentation given by Finance Director Brooke Woodcox at the April 18th City Council meeting. Prior to that, the Council voted to petition the county to allow Riodel to join the Humboldt County Tourism Business Improvement District, along with Arcata, Eureka, Ferndale, Fortuna, and Trinidad. The Tourism Business Improvement District utilizes a 2% gross revenue bed tax to provide a continuous revenue source for marketing Humboldt County as a tourist, meeting, and event destination. The Humboldt Gables Motel in Riodel has asked for the city to participate in order to promote Riodel as well as the county in order to increase business. Next came the fiscal year 2017-2018 operating and capital budget presentation by Woodcox. The city's expenses exceed its revenues, which requires a draw on reserves of $470,000 in order to balance the budget. In addition to its routine expenses, the proposed budget includes some additional funding for streets, a code enforcement position, economic development consulting, accounting software, technical assistance, and public works vehicle maintenance and repairs. The budget presented did not include any revenues that may be coming related to commercial medical cannabis businesses. Finance staff projects that an estimated $88,000 in planning fees might be collected along with potential tax revenue in the next budget. City Manager Kyle Knopp gave a brief presentation on a draft cannabis enforcement and needs assessment report, which he is creating. The report will outline the ordinances and regulations that will need to be developed in light of the Commercial Medical Cannabis Land Use Ordinance and the recent voter approval of recreational marijuana. Knopp and Riodel Mayor Frank Wilson discussed the report and its impact on the city staff.
Certainly there will be new responsibilities and new needs of the system moving forward. And so what we're trying to do is capture that. And we're relatively, I think, we're in a good position time-wise to do that, since most of this activity is not anticipated to really pick up until January 2018. So we have some lead time to set this step up.
Is there also like Graham's department is going to be a manpower, or else I can see an impact on obviously the finance department. That somewhere in this, I don't see how we're going to get out of not having additional staff and carry that out and the cost associated, particularly enforcing, for him to enforce this, these ordinances. And I understand from our last conversation with the council that we want to enforce laws that because one of the statements up here in the goal statement is so that the citizens, we don't infringe on, particularly like on the recreation, we talk about having it indoors. So we don't, they're given the right to grow marijuana indoors and grow it as the law, state law has said, but we don't want to infringe on the guy next door's ability to enjoy sitting on his back porch and us not. And so if we have ordinances that we need to be able to enforce those, you know, I personally don't see how we can deal without increasing at least one member of the police.
The City Council then voted to table approval of a cargo container ban in residential zones that allowed for existing cargo containers to remain with certain conditions. Property owners affected by the ban had been in attendance at the April 4th Council meeting when it appeared there was a solution in place to allow their cargo containers to remain. However, the property owners were not present at this meeting when council members expressed second thoughts on grandfathering in the existing containers. The matter was tabled, and the city manager was asked to contact the affected property owners so they could attend the next city council meeting. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Riodel City Council will be May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.